哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
好，我们继续在下午从圣经当中来做彼此的学习。
We continue to this afternoon learn from the Bible.
在这个下午，我们要一起来看耶利米书当中的一段记载。
And this afternoon, we will study a passage from Jeremiah.
这个也是我们在每天读经进度当中应该上个星期要读到的内容。
And this should have been the passage that we would have read in our weekly Bible reading.
我们请翻到耶利米书的四十七章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 47.
耶利米书四十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 47.
我们先把这一章念一次。
And we will read through the chapter once first.
耶利米书四十七章的第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 47 verse 1.
法老攻击加萨以先，有神的话临到，有神的话论非利士人的话临到先知耶利米。第二节。
Verse 2.
神如此说：有水从北方发起，成为仗义的河，要仗过遍地和其中所有的。并城和其中所住的人必呼喊，境内的居民都必哀嚎。第三节。
Verse 3.
听见敌人撞马蹄跳的响声，和战车隆隆，车轮轰轰，为父的手就发软，不回头看顾儿女。第四节。
Verse 4.
因为日子要到，要剪除一切非利士人，剪除帮助推罗西顿所剩下的人。原来神必毁灭非利士人，就是加斐托海岛剩余的人。加萨成了光秃，平原中所剩的雅什基伦归于无有。你用刀化身要到几时呢？第六节。神的刀剑啊，你要到几时才止息呢？你要入鞘安静不动。第七节。神既然吩咐你攻击雅什基伦和海边之地，他已经派定你，焉能止息呢？这个是我们在读上个星期的读经所学习到的内容。
So this is the content of our reading from last week's Bible reading.
我们如果只是从这一节的字面，就是这一节的经文这样子把它念过去。
If we just follow the text of this chapter,
可能看完了以后却不知道我们到底可以学到什么。
Maybe after we read it, we're not sure what we can learn from it.
虽然每一个字你都认识。
Even though we might understand all the words.
但是读完之后你不知道主耶稣到底要告诉我们什么。
But after we read it, we're not sure what it is that Jesus wants us to learn.
所以这个下午我们就用这一段来做一个彼此的学习。
And so this afternoon, we will study this passage for our mutual edification.
耶利米书是一篇，是一卷审判的书信。
Jeremiah is a scroll about judgment.
它不只是审判了以色列人。
It is not only judgment upon the Israelites.
同时也把列国列邦也都审判进去。
And also it includes the judgment of all nations.
所以在一开始耶利米书里面记载到以色列人的可怜。
And in the beginning it mentions how pitiful the Israelites are.
因为他们离弃神。
Because they have left God.
因为他们拜偶像。
And they have worshipped idols.
因为他们失去了对神的信仰。
Because they have lost their faith toward God.
因为他们去追寻外邦人的风俗。
Because they have followed after the customs of the Gentiles.
因此神把他们交在敌人的手中。
And because of that, God handed them over to their enemies'
hands. 以色列人成为列国当中的笑话。
And they became the laughingstock of all the nations.
神的百姓成为敌人践踏的猎物。
The nation of God became the people that were trampled on by the enemies.
所以在耶利米书的一开始。
So at the beginning of Jeremiah.
不断地讲到以色列人所要面对的刑罚。
It not only mentions the judgment that will come upon the Israelites.
但是虽然有刑罚。
But even though there's judgment.
虽然有审判。
Even though, there is punishment.
虽然神要虽然神对他们有愤怒。
Although God is angry at them.
但是在神的愤怒之后所应许的 却是要再一次的祝福。
But after the wrath of God, God wants to once again bless them.
所以耶利米书里面告诉我们。
So the book of Jeremiah tells us.
他说神所向你存的心意。
That this is the heart that God has towards you.
不是要降灾殃让你痛苦。
It is not for you to be in punishment or to be pain.
而是在患难之后使你回头。
But it is that after your tribulation that you can turn back.
说神所向你存的心意原是好的。
And so the heart that God has towards us is that is for our good.
那在接下来后面这一半呢？
And for the latter half of the book,
则是来告诉这些百姓。
It is to tell the people.
他说啊，今天我怜悯你了。
He tells them, today I forgive you.
当你回头我就怜悯你。
Once you turn back, I will forgive you.
当你追寻我我就要让你寻见。
Once you seek me, you will find me.
我不只要让你重新建立。
I don't want to just rebuild you.
我不只是要让你重新得福。
It is not just to re-bless you.
我告诉你那些以前欺负过你的我通通不放过啊。
But I will assure you that all those who took advantage of you before, they will not be unpunished.
所以在后面这一半呢则是都在讲到说那些以前欺负以色列人的现在神要替他们出面伸冤了。
And so for the rest of the book, here it mentions how God will personally avenge the nations that took advantage of the Israelites.
因为神是以色列人的父啊。
Because God is the God of Israel.
所以虽然一时间让他们去受苦。
So although he allows them to suffer in a moment,
但是到最后要再带回来缠果照顾。
At the end, he will gather them back to him and to care for them.
但是在中间欺负过他的人啊。
And those in between who had bullied them.
这里说啊，神就拿棍子出来，一个一个敲啦。
God will take out his rod and punish each one of them individually.
所以我们虽然在苦难当中哦。
So although we are in pain.
有时候生命当中遇到一些患难，人生当中遇到一些苦楚。
Although there is suffering and tribulation in our life.
世人可能会轻看我们，可能会伤害我们。
Others around us may despise us or they may harm us.
他说，但是到最后，神的公义要显扬。
But at the very end, God's justice.Will be revealed.
说神要为你伸冤。
God will avenge on our behalf.
所以后面就开始讲啊，这些埃及啦、非利士啦、以东啊，谁欺负过以色列人，神就替你出面啊。
So at the end, all the nations, Edom, Philistia, God will personally avenge on your behalf.
所以在四十七章这里告诉我们。
And so in chapter 47, it
这一段叫做对非利士人的审判。
These are the judgments against Philistia.
但是虽然这一段是在对非利士人的审判啊。
So although this is a judgment against Philistia.
但是我们用这一段来反思一下我们自己的信仰。
We can use this passage to reflect upon our own faith.
因为你不希望自己变成非利士人。
Because we don't want to become like the Philistines.
你也不希望最后面对神愤怒的审判。
And we don't want to face the wrath of God in the end.
所以我们就要用他们来做一个警告。
And so they can serve as a warning to us.
为什么这些非利士人最后会受到神这么严重的惩罚呢？
Why is it that the Philistines receive such a severe punishment from God in the end?
我们看第二节啊。
Let us look at verse 2.
耶利米书的47章的第二节。
Jeremiah chapter 47 verse 2.
第二节，有水从北方发起，成为仗义的河。要仗过遍地和其中所有的啊，在这里呢，警告的一开，审判的一开始啊。
And here the judgment begins.
他说，从北方要有河流下来。
That waters will come from the north.
这里的河流指的是什么
？What do these waters represent?
它指的是在北边的巴比伦帝国。
These waters represent Babylon to their north.
他说，到后来巴比伦帝国要兴起。
That in the end, the nation of Babylon will rise up.
而且非常的强盛。
And be very strong.
他要像河流一样往南侵。
They will be like a river that rises up.
甚至到最后攻入非利士。
And at the end, then they will conquer the land of Philistia.
所以在第三节讲到啊，这个战车马兵的声音啊。
And in verse 3 mentions the sound of chariots.
他说敌人如同河流一样这样涌入了非利士地。
And horses, and so therefore Babylon will be like a river that sweeps out Philistia.
结论是什么？结果是什么？
What is the result?
第六节跟第七节。
It is in verse 6 and 7.
第七节说，神啊，神啊，你的刀剑什么时候止息呢？
It says in verse 6, how long will... how long until the sword of the Lord is quiet?
不要这样子啦，收刀一下，休息一下好吗？
He's saying, put yourself back into your scabbard, take a rest.
啊，但是第七节这里却说哦。
But in verse 7 it says,
他说虽然人希望神能够停下审判。
Even though man hopes that God can stop his judgment.
第七节说神已经吩咐了，他岂能止息呢？
In verse 7 it says that the Lord has already given a charge, and so he cannot stop.
所以从头跟尾我们来看啊。
So from beginning to end, we see,
我们看到什么？
What do we see?
看到敌人的临到。
We see that the enemy comes.
啊，攻击来到了。
And judgment has come.
到最后的结论是什么？
And what is the final result?
说神的愤怒必不止息啊。
It says that the wrath of God cannot be quiet.
啊，虽然人觉得说够了，够了，够了。
Even though man says it's enough, it's enough.
但是神说没有，还没有结束啊。
But God says no, it's not concluded yet.
所以我们如果看头跟看尾。
So if we look at the beginning and the end.
我们会发现这是一个非常严厉的审判。
We can see that it is a very severe punishment.
我们可以想象神的愤怒在我们身上没有止息吗？
And can we imagine if the punishment of God came upon us and was not ceasing?
即使你说神啊，神啊，我已经付出很大的代价了。
Maybe we tell God, God, I've already given up a lot.
神啊，不要这样了，不要这样了，你放放手吧。
I've already paid the price, but God, don't be this way.
但是这里说神不放手，神的愤怒不止息啊。
But here it says that the wrath of God will not stop.
这是一件何等可怕的事情啊！
And this is a very fearful thing.
啊，但是为什么今天他们会面临这样的环境呢？
But why are they even in this situation to begin with?
一个非利士人，
a Philistine,
一个人，
one person,
甚至一个你我当中的人啊，
or even you or I,
如果我们今天不谨慎不小心，
if today we are not careful and aware,
我们可能最后就像他们一样啊，
we could be like them in the end.
神的刑罚从北边临到，
that the judgment of God would come from the north.
但是到最后他的愤怒却不在我们身上止息。
But in the end, his wrath is not, does not seize upon us.
问题在哪里？
What was the cause of this?
我们就来看一看非利士人的问题是什么啊？
Let us look at what the issue was with the Philistines.
我们看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节这里讲说，因为日子将到，要灭除一切非利士人呐。在这里讲到一个字啊，
here,
一个词啊。
Here there is a word.
它叫做日子将到。
It says because the day has come.
啊，当圣经当中出现这个字啊，
when,
这个词哦。
When this phrase appears in the Bible,
我们都要特别注意啊。
We need to be aware.
因为圣经当中出现这个日子将到。
Whenever this phrase appears, the day has come.
常常就是审判跟刑罚要临到了。
It means that judgment and punishment have come.
代表说神给你时间。
That means that God has given you time.
代表说神给你机会。
God has given you opportunity.
代表说神忍耐等候。
God has waited,
但是人却不知道把握时间啊。
But man did not know to take advantage of that time.
我们来看一下路加福音的十九章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章的四十一节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 41.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭。四十二节。
Verse 42.
说巴不得你在这日子知道你平关系你平安的事，无奈这事是隐藏的，叫你眼看不出来。四十三节。
Verse 43.
因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四围困住你。四十四。
Verse 44.
并且扫灭你和你里面的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候啊。这个是主耶稣进到耶路撒冷。
And at this time, Jesus has entered Jerusalem.
当他要到耶路撒冷的时候啊，看到耶路撒冷圣城。
When he came to Jerusalem and he saw the city,
看到美丽的圣殿。
He saw the beautiful temple.
以色列人不断的夸耀他们的圣殿。
And the Israelites, they are constantly praising the temple.
他说，你看，我们有神的殿，我们有神的殿，我们有神的殿。
They often boast that, look, we have the temple of God, it's the temple of God.
他们觉得说，只要今天我有神的殿。
They think that as long as we have the temple of God,
神就必须要祝福我。
Then God must bless me.
所以啊，圣殿 圣城是他们夸口的一个条件，一个原因。
So the holy city and the holy temple are the reasons for their boasting.
啊，但是当主耶稣看到耶路撒冷
，But once Jesus saw Jerusalem，
这里说耶稣看见了就为他哀哭啊。
It says that as soon as Jesus saw the city, he wept.
人只有看到耶路撒冷的宏伟，人只有看到耶路撒冷这个城市。很 glamour 哈，很宏伟啊。
For man, they only see how the city looks very glamorous.
但是耶稣却看到圣城最后被毁灭。
But Jesus only sees how in the end it will be destroyed.
说这圣城为什么会被毁灭
？And why would the city be destroyed?
他说，因为日子要到。
Because the days will come.
他说，当敌人来了
，When the enemies will come.
他要毁灭这个圣城，毁灭这个殿啊。
They will destroy the city and the temple.
为什么会这样
？Why?
他说，因为。眷顾你的时候你不知道啊
Because you did not know the time of your visitation.
这个是主耶稣的一个预言
And this is a prophecy of Jesus.
啊，真的在主后70年哈
That in 70 AD.
他说罗马的提多将军带军带兵攻进了耶路撒冷啊
That the Roman Emperor Titus will bring the armies to attack.
啊，而且攻下了这个城
And to conquer the city.
而且他放火焚烧圣殿啊
！And then he will also set it on fire.
他说啊，他不但进去以后屠城哦，那个提多将军进去屠城啊。
And that not only will he level the city,
而且呀、啊，把圣殿放火烧掉。
He will also burn the temple.
那、啊、为什么要把圣殿放火烧掉啊
？Why will he set fire to the temple?
而且这里讲说，没有一块石头留在另外一个石头上面啊。
And here it says that not one stone will be left upon another.
啊，因为他们攻进了耶路撒冷之后啊
，Because after they have attacked the city,
他们看到金碧辉煌的圣殿
，They see the beautiful temple.
啊，圣殿上面是铺金的、啊，对，涂金的。
And the temple is overlaid in gold.
啊，但是啊，这个金粉上去很难弄下来啊。
But it is very difficult to scrape off the gold dust.
所以最快的方法就是放火烧。
So the fastest way is to set it on fire.
放火烧一融哈，所有融下来，金子就结成一块一块的啦。
And after it melts, then it will become in pieces.
啊，然后呢，因为啊，它是圣殿是很多的石柱哈。一个一个石头打起来的
，and because there are a lot of pillars laid upon each other，
所以那个金枝哈，就是烧掉的那个金有含金子的那个枝，就可能就卡在石头缝里面啊。
And so once the gold melts, it may get stuck in the crevices。
啊，就把石头全部敲下来。
So they will just knock down all of the stones。
来拿那个中间哦卡在石缝中的金子啊。
And so they can take out the gold that is in the crevices。
哦，所以他们不但放火烧，而且啊，真的拆到没有一个石头在一个石头上面啊。
So not only did they set the temple on fire, but they also did not.Leave one stone remaining upon another.
他说，因为你不知道眷顾你的时候哦。
And the reason is because you did not know the time of your visitation.
哦，所以在这里第一个要提醒我们的。
And so the first thing it reminds us.
说那个日子将要来到。
Is that the day will come.
哦，说当这个日子来到的时候。
And when that day comes.
你预备好了吗
？Are you prepared for it?
神给你时间。
God gives us time.
神给你机会。
God gives us opportunity.
神给你。正确的方向
God gives us a correct direction.
神也给了你永生的盼望
And God gives us the hope of eternal life.
啊，但是在这段时间当中啊，神在等候我们
But during this time, God is waiting on us.
等候我们什么
Waiting on us to do what?
等候我们改变，等候我们成长，等候我们找到正确的道路啊
Waiting for us to change, waiting for us to grow, and waiting for us to find the correct path.
啊，但是这就是我们要问自己的一个问题啊
And so this is a question that we need to ask
ourselves. 他说神给我们时间，我们有没有把握住这个时间呢、啊、
That when God gives us time, do we cherish this time?
啊，还是我们啊，一天过一天，一日复一日啊？
Or do we just let the days pass day by day?
每天都在过日子，每天都很自由自在的在生活。
Every day we just let each day pass and do it freely.
却不知道说神给我们时间是有原因的。
Without thinking that actually there's a reason that God gives us time.
却不知道说神在等候我们悔改归向他。
And without realizing that God is waiting for us to turn back to Him and to
repent. 却不知道说神给我们这一段时间是让我们把握机会来完成得救的功夫。
And for us to take this opportunity to preach the gospel.
所以
for the gospel.
所以我们今天要记得啊。
So today we need to remember.
今天你平安无事。
Today, if our lives are peaceful,
不是让你来浪费时间的。
It is not so that you can waste time.
我们常常都等到啊出事情才来找耶稣，不是吗
？A lot of times we wait until something happens Then we look for Jesus.
他说啊，平常平安无事，平安啊，平安啊，就把耶稣丢到后面啊。
And when things are peaceful, and we say peace, peace, and we throw Jesus behind.
啊，只有到啊，今天有问题、出事情、生病的、生意出状况的、家庭不和睦的，哎呀，主啊，你在哪里啊
？Only when something happens, when there's problems in our family, there's problems other problems in our business, then we say, Jesus, where are you?
哦，所以啊，神给我们时间。
So God gives us time.
神给我们机会。
He gives us opportunity.
我们有没有把握时间？因为那日。日子要到啊
So do we cherish the opportunity because the day will come?
哦，所以在这里啊，告诉腓力士人哦。
And here it tells the Philistines.
他说那日子要到。
That the day will come.
他说那日子要到，要毁灭一切的腓力士人。
And when the day comes, and every Philistine will be destroyed.
你跟我今天神都给我们机会。
For each one of us, God gives us opportunity.
来到这里，听到福音，得到圣经，认识道理。
To be here today to receive the gospel, to hear the word of God.
但是我们要问自己啊。
But we need to ask ourselves,
从认识耶稣直到今日
from the moment we knew Jesus until now,
我们到底在过着一个什么样的生活啊
What kind of life have we been living?
我们是问信徒哦
And sometimes I ask members,
问信徒说你信耶稣到底为什么
And we ask members, why do you believe in Jesus?
啊，真的啊，你问这个问题啊，大家的答案都一样啊
If you ask people, they may have the same answer.
你为什么信耶稣
？If you ask, why do you believe in Jesus?
因为我要进天国。
They'll say, because I want to go to heaven.
真的吗
？Is that true?
真的吗？
Is that true?
有时候啊，这个回答太容易了。
Sometimes it's too easy of an answer to give.
叫做真耶稣教会标准答案。
It is the correct answer, the standard answer of True Jesus Church.
啊，也不一定啊，其实啊，不能讲真耶稣教会啊。
Actually,
基督徒的标准答案啊。
Or not just True Jesus Church, but Christians in general.
啊，真的、啊，你问他，你为什么信耶稣啊？我要进天国。
If you ask them why do you believe in Jesus, they answer because I want to go to heaven.
讲得很容易啊。
It is an easy
statement. 啊，但是有时候啊，回答并没有经过心，也没有经过脑啊。
But an answer may not have really come from their heart or they have not really thought about it.
如果今天我们把这句回答当得非常的认真
If we truly think carefully about that, our answer to this question.
是我信耶稣就是要进天国
Yes, it is true. We believe in Jesus so we can go to heaven.
是我人生的目标就是最后进入永恒的荣耀
Yes, it is true that the purpose of my belief is so that I can receive eternal glory.
如果对你来讲这句话是非常重要的
If this answer was very important to you.
如果对我们来说信仰是非常真实的
If our faith is very true to us.
那我可以告诉大家
Then I can tell you.
今天我们生活的方式跟追求的目标会非常的不一样啊
Then the way that we live our lives today and the way the things we pursue after will be very different
啊真的啊你讲啊我要进天国我要进天国
It is easy to say I want to go to heaven I want to go to heaven
跟你讲啊如果今天晚上啊天使来说我带你回去
If today angel came at night and said I'm going to bring you back
啊主啊不要啦不要啦太早了太早了不是吗
Would we say no no I don't want to go it's too early
啊舍不得走
I can't bear to leave yet.
或者是害怕，我还没有准备好，我还没有准备好。
Or we're fearful. I haven't finished preparing yet.
所以今天我们如果把进入永生当作我们人生第一最重要的目标。
But if we think about entering the eternal life as the most important goal in our lives.
或许你跟我今天生活的方式会非常的不同。
Then the way that you and I live our lives today would be very different.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
总有一天那个日子要到。
There is one day that this day will come.
有的人可能时间比较长。
Some people may have a longer period of time.
有的人时间可能比较短。
Some people have a shorter time.
但是不管长不管短。
But whether long or short.
有一天你我都要面对那个日子啊。
Both you and I will both have to face that day.
那我们就要先问问自己啊。
And so we can ask ourselves first.
他说那眷顾我们的时候。啊，就是刚读那个。
Oh, the time of the visitation.
啊，说啊，神还照顾我们，神还给我们机会的时候啊。
That is a time during which God is still caring for us and giving us opportunity.
我们有没有好好把握住？
Then do we really cherish this opportunity?
在世用心过日子。
Do we really use our heart sincerely to pass our days?
对家人用心照顾。
Do we really use our hearts to care for our family members?
对信仰。用心去准备
Do we really prepare ourselves in our faith with all our heart?
使我们对天国有绝对的把握
So that we can be assured of the promise of heaven
日子要到
That day will come
你准备好了吗
Have you prepared yourself?
我们看回来耶利米书的47章、啊、
Let us turn back to Jeremiah chapter 47
第二个问题、啊、
The second question
第四节
is in verse 4、
啊、第四节说因为日子将到要剪除一切、啊、要毁灭一切腓力士人剪除帮助推罗西顿 所剩下的人。啊，在这里讲到第二个问题啊。
Here is the second issue.
为什么神的愤怒会临到？
Why is it the wrath of God is coming?
说神的愤怒从北方临到，而且绝不止息哦。
The wrath of God comes from the north and it will not stop.
第一个原因我们刚讲了。
And the first reason we already mentioned.
就是你没有把那个日子放在心上。
You didn't.Not take to heart that that day would come.
叫做缺乏属灵的智慧啊。
Which means that you lack spiritual wisdom.
诗篇的九十篇里面告诉我们。
In Psalm chapter 90, it tells us.
摩西说，让我们数算自己的年日。
Moses says, teach us to number our days.
好叫我们得到智慧的心啊。
So that we may have a heart of wisdom.
所以一个人如果不知道那日子。
So if a person does not know that day,
也不会数算自己的年日,
and does not know how to count their days,
自然不懂得预备自己,
they will automatically not know to prepare themselves.
最后只能面对神的愤怒,
and in the end, they can only face the wrath of God.
第二,
secondly,
这里讲说剪除那些帮助推罗西顿的人啊,
that, it will cut off the Tyre and Sidon, every helper who remains.
他说啊，推罗西顿在哪里?
Where are Tyre and Sidon?
推罗西顿在以色列的北边, 靠海啊, 但是在以色列的西北方。
西北。
Northwest.
Tyre and Sidon are to the northwest of Israel. They are along the sea.
啊，为什么这里特别要讲推罗西顿呢?
And why are Tyre and Sidon specifically mentioned here?
推罗西顿是当时候非常非常重要的海港。
At that time,
海港城市哦，大城市。
At that time, Tyre and Sidon are very important port cities.
哦，因为他们是海边城市哦，所以啊，所有的货物啊、贸易啊、进出啊，所以他们非常非常非常的富足。
And because they are along the sea, then all of the trade goes through their cities.
哦，甚至到最后啊，那个巴比伦往下哈、啊、来攻打这个推罗西顿啊、哦。
And at the end, when Babylon comes from the north, they will also attack Tyre and Sidon.
终于把推罗西顿打掉了。
And they will finally conquer them.
诶，但是啊，推罗西顿人很聪明，推罗人很聪明啊。
But the people of Tyre are very smart.
他说啊，好。好，算你厉害，你毁掉了我的城市是吧
？They will say, okay, you have destroyed our city.
我再盖一个。
But I'm gonna rebuild it.
反正有钱嘛。
Because I have money.
哎，但是他们第二个城市盖的就很奇怪了哦。
But when they rebuilt the second city, it was very different.
他们并不是盖在这个大陆上面啊，不是盖在这个主要的这个 continent 啊，不是盖在大陆上啊。
They did not build it on the continent, on the land.
他们盖到海上去了。
They built it on the sea.
离他们原本的城市被毁掉的那个城市哦。
So they left the original city where they had been destroyed.
往海上。到一个海岛上面。
And they went to an island in the ocean.
所以他们就重新在海上，在海岛上面重新建立起了推罗城。
And then they rebuilt the city of Tyre there on the island.
而且盖的一个非常非因为有钱嘛，所以盖的一个非常非常豪华的城市啊。
And so they built a very wonderful, a very beautiful city because they have money.
尤其它是。环海，因为海岛嘛，小一个海岛嘛，它旁边都是海啊。
Because it is an island, is surrounded by the sea.
啊，在那个年代哈、哦，没有什么厉害的武器。
And at that time, they did not have very advanced technology.
所以啊，人家拿他没有办法、啊。
So other people were not able to do anything to them.
哦，所以啊，他就坐在海岛上固若金汤，你拿我没有办法。
So they could sit very proudly there, very contented, thinking that others can't do anything to them.
哦，所以最后啊，这个海上的推罗城。被攻下来也是很奇葩哦，也是很奇怪的方法哦。
And so in order for the second city of Tyre to be conquered the second time is also through a very different method.
他跟巴比伦讲说：“你来打，你来打，我在海上啊，你来打。”
And they said to Babylon, "You can come and attack me. I'm on the sea."
结果巴比伦就到了推罗的古城，旧的那个城啊。
And then Babylon went to their original city.
那个被毁掉的那个城。
The city that had been destroyed.
然后把那个城给拆了。
And then they leveled it.
然后把所有拆下来的这些石头木头啊，全部丢到海里去。
Then they threw all of the things that they tore down from the city into the ocean.
结果就填海这样子攻上推罗岛啊。
And then they were able to go cross the sea on these materials to the island to attack them.
哦，所以坐在海上的岛就这样子被攻克了。
And this is how the island that was in the middle of the sea was able to fall.
哦，所以在当我们谈到推罗西顿啊
，And so when we talk about Tyre and Sidon,
圣经里面对推罗西顿的观念就是富足以至于淫乱。
And the concept that the Bible gives about Tyre and Sidon is that wealth leads to corruption.
他们非常非常的有钱。
They were very wealthy.
所以他们非常非常的骄傲。
And so they were very arrogant.
我们来看一下以西结书哦。
Let us look at Ezekiel.
我们看以西结书的第二十八章。
Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 28.
以西结书的二十八章
Ezekiel chapter 28
我们先看二十七好了、哦
Let us first look at chapter 27
二十七
Chapter 27
的第二节
Verse 2
他说人子啊要为推罗做哀歌第三
Verse 3
说你居住在海口是众民的商妇你的交易通到许多的海岛 主如此说推罗啊你曾说我是全然美丽我的境界在海中造你的使你全然美丽第五
Verse 5.
他们用示尼尔的松香松树做你一切的板用黎巴嫩的香柏做桅杆用巴山的橡树做你的桨用象牙香槛基提海岛的黄席木为坐板第七节
Verse 7.
你的蓬帆是用埃及绣花细麻布做的可以做你的大旗你的凉棚是用以利沙岛的蓝色紫色布做的我们再看第二十八节
Chapter 28
二十八节
Verse 28 sorry
二十八章对不起啊二十八章的第二节
Chapter 28 verse 2
人子啊你对推罗君王说主如此说因你心高气傲说我是神我在海中做神之位你虽然居心自比神也不过是人并不是神啊在这里讲到推罗这个国家
Here it talks about the nation of Tyre
其实啊圣经当中比较常讲的是推罗对西顿讲的比较少
The Bible mentions Tyre more often than Sidon
但是啊这两个国家 这两个大臣啊不能讲国家这两个大城市常常是连在一起啊
But these two very large cities are often connected together
商业重镇
Because they are centers of trade.
非常有钱。
They are very wealthy.
哦，居住在海岛之上。
And they are in the midst of the sea.
没有人能够攻击他们。
And nobody can attack them.
这里说他们自比内心为神啊。
And so it here says that in their heart they thought of themselves as God.
说人又能拿我怎么样呢
？And their heart thinking that no one can do anything to us.
所以我们在这里看到推罗跟西顿是什么样的人
？And so what type of people are those in Tyre and Sidon?
追求物质上的享受。
They're the ones that pursue after the indulgences of the flesh.
贪爱钱财从不满足。
And that they are greedy after material gain.
因为富足而内心骄傲。
And because of their wealth that they are lifted up.
自比为神对神没有尊重
and so they think of themselves as gods they do not respect God
所以啊在圣经里面讲到推罗西顿啊都是把它当作罪恶的城市啊
and so when the Bible mentions Tyre and Sidon it always mentions them as sinful cities
而这城市最后要受更重的审判
and that eventually they will receive a severe punishment
但是在耶利米书里面却这样说
but yet in Jeremiah it says
他说啊要那些帮助推罗西顿的要把他灭绝啊
that every helper of Tyre and Sidon will be cut off
所以为什么非利士人惹神的愤怒
and so why did Philistia receive the wrath of God
第二个原因
the second reason
他们总是喜欢跟恶人做同伴啊
because they always like to be friends with those who are evil
在这里讲说推罗西顿神不喜欢他们
because God is not pleased with Tyre and Sidon
但是非利士人却很喜欢跟他们搅在一起
but Philistia likes to be with them.
罪人恶人神不喜悦。
God is not pleased by sinners.
我们就要谨慎自己所挑的朋友同伴。
And so we need to be careful the people that we surround ourselves with.
因为你跟我，我们其实很容易被环境所影响。
Because you and I, we are actually very easily influenced by our environment.
所以我们讲说近朱者赤，近墨者黑。你跟什么人接近，你就变成什么样子啊
？And so it says that the people that you are around, that is the type of person you'll become.
真的啊，你如果常常跟某些人在一起，你会慢慢慢慢越来越像他们。
And it is true that if you are around someone for a very long time, slowly, slowly you become like them.
所以你如果常常跟一些不好的人在一起啊
，So if you are around people that are not good,
最后只有两种可能。
There's only two possibilities.
第一个可能
，The first possibility
就是靠着神的帮助，圣灵的能力。 你去改变他，带他来信耶稣。
That through the help of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you can help that person to change.
但是这个比较困难。
But this is very difficult.
第二种可能。
The second possibility.
比较常见的啊、
哦。Which is more common.
就是啊，你被他影响，被他改变，最后变得像他一样。
Is that you are influenced by them, and then you change to be more like them.
所以圣经里面提醒我们啊。
And so the Bible reminds us.
他说，滥交朋友的自取败坏哦。
That if you are surrounding, if you make bad friends, then you will have, you will be destroyed in the end.
我们来看箴言的第一章。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言的第一章。
Proverbs chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
箴言的第一章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10.
这里说，我儿，恶人若引诱你，你不可随从。他们若说你与我们同去，我们要埋伏流人的血，要蹲伏害无辜的人。十二节，我们好像阴间，把他们活活的吞下，把他们如同下坑的人，被我们呼吞吞了。十三节，我们必得各样宝物，将所掳的装满房屋。十四节，他说，你可以跟我们大家同分，我们共用一个钱袋。十五节，我儿，不要与他们同行一道，禁止你的脚走他们的路。那在这里呢，圣经特别提醒我们。
Here the Bible especially reminds us.
他说啊，有时候身旁会有恶人要来引诱我们。
Sometimes there will be sinners around us that entice us.
叫我们跟他一起去行恶。
To ask us to do evil with
them. 像他们一样。
To be like them.
甚至这里讲哈，我们要跟你共用一个钱袋耶。
And here this says that we let us all have one purse.
哇，你看这个朋友有多好。
What a great friend this is.
我拥有的都是你的，我们一起来分享。
Say everything I have, we can share it.
你需要就从我的钱袋里拿，没有关系，我们自己人。
If you need anything, you can just take it all from this one purse.
啊，但是记得啊，我们要一起去埋伏，一起流人的血，一起害人啊。
But remember, we need to come together to shed blood and to catch the innocent.
如果你常跟这样的人在一起
，If you are constantly around these type of people,
如果你贪图他钱袋里的好处
，If you are greedy after the benefits in their money purse,
到最后你就会跟他走上同一条道路啦。
In the end, you will walk on the same path as them.
哦，所以在这里特别讲到说，非利士人。是推罗西顿的帮手。
And so in the Bible it tells us that Philistia was the helper of Tyre and Sidon.
而推罗西顿却是神所厌恶的地方。
And Tyre and Sidon are the places that are hated by God.
啊，所以这是第二个提醒我们的事情啊。
And so this is the second thing that is a reminder to us.
生命当中要谨慎。
That we need to be aware or careful in our life.
我们交的朋友。
Of the friends that we make.
哦，我们生活当中相处的一些相处的同伴。
And the people that we surround ourselves with.
我们都希望身旁的人能够帮助我们更好。
Always hope that the people around us can help us to be better.
所以我们需要的是属灵的同伴。
So what we need are spiritual companions.
而不是推罗西顿。
And not Tyre and Sidon.
你需要的是神所眷顾的百姓。
What we need are the people who are cared for by God.
啊，才能够在彼此的相处当中共同得到神的喜悦。
And so together, we can be more pleasing to God.
因为你跟恶人在一起。
If you are together with the evil doers,
你到最后就跟恶人一同被剪除啊。
In the end, you will be cut off together with the evil doers.
哦，所以这是第二个提醒我们的。
So this is a second reminder to us.
当然有一个例外啊，有一个例外哦。
Of course, there is an exception.
什么例外？
What is it?
当你要进入恶人当中
，When you are going amongst the sinners or evildoers，
是有使命的。
It is if you have a commission.
是为了耶稣的缘故，我要去拯救罪人。
It is because of Jesus that we want to save sinners.
所以我不是去被他们影响。
So we will not be influenced by them.
我是希望把亮光带到他们生命当中。
What we do is to bring light into, or our hope is to bring life to
them. 如同主耶稣来到这个世界啊。
If Jesus came to this world.
像主耶稣来，他说啊，要光照在坐在黑暗死荫幽谷里的人啊。
For Jesus to come is for light to shine on those who are sitting in the valley of shadow of death.
啊，所以啊，这是唯一的例外。
This is the only exception.
就是你有一颗心要去拯救灵魂。
Is that you have a heart to save souls.
啊，但是即使是这样子啊。
But in reality it is.
你还是要小心啊。
But you need to be careful.
不要到最后没有救到人，自己反被拉下去了啊。
Don't let it be that in the end you did not even save anyone, but you yourselves were pulled away.
你看到有人在河里面啊，快要淹死了。
If you see someone drowning in the river,
要不要救他
？Should you save them?
要救。
Yes, you should save them.
啊，但是你在救他以前啊。
But before you save them,
你要去 确定自己不会跟他一起死啊。
You have to make sure that you will not die as well with them.
腰上绑好绳子。
Tie a rope around your waist.
或者找好帮手。
Or find a good helper friend.
有人已经随时在支援你啊，哇，一个拉一个，一群人一起去帮忙。
A group of people to support each other and to hold on to each other.
所以到最后是你把他拉上来。
So in the end, it is you that pulls that person up.
而不是你被他一起拉下去啊。
Instead of you being pulled down by them.
所以这是第二个我们要谨慎的。
And so this is the second thing we should be careful of.
包括我们身旁的朋友。
To be aware of the people that we surround ourselves with.
包括我们生活的环境。
The environment that we are in.
都不要被他影响
so that we will not have these negative influences,
就不会惹神的愤怒啦
to bring upon the wrath of God.
第三我们看回来耶利米书的47章啊
and thirdly, back in Jeremiah chapter 47,
第五节
verse 5
第五节
verse 5,
这里讲说加萨城的光秃平原中所剩的雅什基伦归于无有你用刀化身要到几时呢加萨跟亚什基伦都是菲利士大臣。
Gaza and Ashkelon are both cities in Philistia.
是他们最重要菲利士地最重要的五个城当中的两个啊。
They are two out of the most important five cities in Philistia.
也是他们最强大、最兴盛、最富足的五个地方。
They are one of the most strongest and the most prosperous cities in Philistia.
但是他这里讲说啊，加萨跟亚什基伦都被毁灭了。
But here it says that Gaza and Ashkelon are both destroyed.
因为神不喜悦。
Because God is not pleased with them.
啊，为什么神不喜悦
？And why is God not pleased with them?
神要问问你啊。
God will ask you.
他说你用刀化身你要化到什么时候啊
How long will you cut yourself with a knife?
那什么叫做用刀化身呢
What does it mean to cut yourself?
我们来看列王记上的18章
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上第18章
1 Kings chapter 18.
18章的第28节
Chapter 18 verse 28.
28节
Verse 28.
他们大声求告，按照他们的规矩，用刀枪自割自刺，直到身体流血。29。从午后直到献晚祭的时候，他们狂呼乱叫，却没有声音，没有应允的，也没有理会的。在这里讲到的是这个外邦的假先知哦，这个巴利的先知在拜巴利啊。
And here it is describing the Gentile prophets of Baal are worshipping Baal.
这里讲说他们的习惯规矩就是用刀枪自割自刺啊。
And it is their custom to use knives and lances to cut themselves.
这个是偶像崇拜的一种习俗。
And this is a custom of idol worship.
这个是不只是这时候的腓力斯，不只是这些外邦人啊。
Not only did the Gentiles do this at the time.
其实在很多的文化当中都是这样。
Actually, in many cultures they did this.
很多的文化里面，他们崇拜偶像的方式啊，就是啊，自我的伤害啊。
In a lot of cultures, when they worship, they harm themselves.
但是在这里啊，神却要问一问这些腓力士人啊。
But here, God is asking the Philistines.
撒迦已经毁灭了。
That Gaza is already destroyed.
亚什基伦已经没有了。
Ashkelon is already no more.
你还要等到什么时候才停止偶像崇拜的习惯呢
？How long will you wait until you keep you stop doing these customs of idol worship？
这是第三个给我们的警告啊。
This is the third warning to us.
第三个警告就告诉我们说，生命当中没有除掉偶像，最后只能惹到神的愤怒。
And the third reminder to us is that in the end, if we do not get rid of idols, then we will bring upon the wrath of God.
可是我们可能觉得说，没有啊，我在真耶稣教会，我怎么可能拜偶像？
We might think, no, I'm a member of True Jesus Church. How would I worship an idol?
是啦，你跟我哈，我们不会到庙里面去烧香拜拜啊。
Yes, we might not go to a temple to worship an idol.
但是我们不会拜偶像吗？
But is it true that we have no idols?
很难讲啊。
It is difficult to say.
拜什么偶像？
What kind of idols?
拜世界的偶像啊。
We worship the idol of the world.
你爱世界过于爱神，你就是拜偶像啦。
When we love the world more than we love God, then we are worshiping idols.
拜什么偶像？
What other idols are there?
拜自己这一尊偶像啊。
Ourselves as an idol.
重视自己超过重视神，那你就是拜偶像啦。
When we place more emphasis on ourselves above God, then we are an idol.
很多时候啊。 都是我觉得我认为我就是要这样子做。
A lot of times it's about I feel this, I think I want to do things this way.
当你在掌控控制住你的人生，
And when you want to take control of your own life,
你就是你自己的神，
You are your own God.
你也就是你自己的偶像，
You are also your own idol.
因为神不是你的神啊，
Because God is not your God.
因为你不听他的啊，
Because you don't listen to him.
那他怎么会做你的神呢？
So how could he be your God?
所以啊我们有时候讲说没有，我都没有在拜偶像。
Sometimes we would say, no, I don't worship idols.
很难讲啊。
But that is not necessarily true.
有时候啊我们很爱这个世界，很爱钱啊。
Sometimes we really love this world and we really love money.
为了钱主耶稣都可以不要了。
Over money, we could put Jesus aside.
有时候我们很骄傲，很自大啊。
Sometimes we are very proud and arrogant.
什么事情都要听我的。
Everything has to be according to us.
那你不就是你自己的神，这就是偶像啦。
Are we not our own God, our own idol?
所以啊我们今天要谨慎啊。
So today we need to be aware.
而在这里啊， 神问问你说啊， 你这样子自割拜偶像， 你要到几时啊？
When God asks, how long will you cut yourselves or keep on worshipping idols?
所以啊， 以色列人他们也是这样啊。
The Israelites were this way.
以西结书里面告诉我们啊，
And Ezekiel tells us,
对那些以色列的长老这样说啊，
Say to the elders of Israel,
他说啊， 你把假神接， 你把偶像接到心中啊。
You have brought idols into your heart.
为什么？
Why?
因为你从来不听神讲什么。
Because you never listen to what God says.
虽然神告诉你他的旨意，
Although God has told you his will,
圣经告诉你神对你的要求，
And the Bible tells us the requirements of God.
你听归听， 通通都是参考，
But you don't really listen to it. It just serves as a reference.
但是在生活当中，
But in your daily life,
在人生的选择，
In your daily life choices,
对将来的方向，
In your future direction,
对儿女的栽培，
Towards the way you parent your
你只在意
children,
你只在意我要怎么样，
You only care about what I want to do.
从来没有问问说神你希望我怎么做。
You never asked before, God, what do you hope that I do?
很抱歉，这就是拜偶像啊。
I'm very sorry, but that's worshipping idols.
所以我们今天有没有可能拜偶像？
So is it possible for us to worship idols today?
有可能的。
It is possible.
在使徒行传里面哦，
In Acts.
我们来看一下使徒行传第七章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传的第七章啊，
Acts chapter 7.
第42节，
Verse 42.
使徒行传的七章第42节，
Acts chapter 7 verse 42。
42节， 神就转脸不顾，任凭他们侍奉天上的日月星辰，正如先知书上所说的，以色列家，你们这40年在旷野，岂是将牺牲和祭物献给我吗？ 43。
43.
你们抬着摩洛的帐幕和理番神的心， 你们所造所敬拜的像，所以我要把你们迁到巴比伦去啊。 这里讲说以色列人在旷野40年，
Here it talks about how the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们是扛着会幕，
And they carried the tabernacle.
他们是带着约柜，
They had the Ark of Covenant.
不是吗？
Is that not true?
但是这里神怎么说？
But what did God say here?
在人的眼中哦，
That among in the eyes of men,
说你抬的是会幕，
It looks like it is the Ark of Covenant.
神说不是啊。
But God says no.
神说你那个是摩洛的帐幕啊。
That it is actually the tabernacle of Moloch.
哦，你是理番的星啊。
And that it is Rephaim's star.
都是偶像啊。
And these are all idols.
为什么？
Why?
因为你人到心不到啊。
Because even though physically you are there, but your heart is not there.
你有外表的虔诚， 却缺乏属灵真正的生命。
You have a devout outward appearance, but you do not have true spiritual life within.
虽然人有到教会来，
Even though a person may come to church,
却不是来拜神的，
But not to worship God.
虽然好像拥有信仰，
Although it looks like they have faith,
但是内心真实离神非常的遥远。
But yet in their lives or their hearts are very far from God.
那到最后有没有拜神？
In the end, do they worship God?
没有啊， 他说你拜偶像啊。
No, it says in the end that they're worshipping idols.
所以神说啊， 你还要拜偶像到什么时候呢？
So God asks, how long will you worship idols in time?
还有另外一个拜偶像的可能啊。
And there's another way in which we can worship idols.
这个是撒母耳对扫罗说的哦。
And this is something that Samuel said to Saul.
他说玩梗的罪跟拜偶像一样啊。 我们来看那个撒母耳记上啊。
Let us look at 1 Samuel.
我们看撒母耳记上的，
Let us look at 1 Samuel
第15章哦，
Chapter 15.
撒母耳记上的第15章，
1 Samuel chapter 15
22节，
Verse 22，
22节，
Verse 22，
撒母耳说神喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如神喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。23
Verse 23,
他说悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相等啊。好，所以在这里啊，圣经讲得很清楚哦。
Here it is very clearly stated in the Bible.
我们千万不要以为自己从来没有进到庙宇，没有拿香，我们就没有拜偶像啊。
Let us not think that since we've never entered a temple with incense that we've never worshipped an idol.
这里讲说顽梗悖逆，顽梗悖逆跟拜偶像是一样的事情啊。
Here it says that stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
神已经告诉你，神说已经告诉你他要的是什么了。
God has already told you what it is he wants.
神不断的呼召说回来吧，回来吧。
God has called you back.
你拒绝
but you reject,
你硬心到底
and you are stubborn heart,
神所说的你一全部都听完全不做
you're hard-hearted to the end, you hear the words of God but you don't do them
顽梗悖谬啊
and is that not stubborn
与拜偶像是一样的
because rebellion and stubbornness is the same as idolatry
到最后你的生命就是神的怒气总不止息啊
and so the final result is that the wrath of God will not cease、
所以这一段虽然是神对非利士人讲的、
so although this section is spoken to the Philistines
但是今天也是给你我信仰路上的一个警告
but today it is also a warning for you and I in our path
我们是以色列人
today, we are Israelites
我们是属天的子民
we are children of heaven
我们是神的儿女
we are the children of God
千万不要最后沦落到像非利士人一样
Let us not become in the end like the Philistines.
活在神的震怒当中。
To live in the wrath of God.
而要不断的反省自己，检讨自己。
So we need to continually reflect upon ourselves.
确定信仰的路走得正确。
And examine ourselves to know if our path of faith is correct.
确定跟神的关系保持良好。
And that we are maintaining a good relationship with God.
确定我们的信仰道路走得扎实。
And to know that we are firmly walking on this path of faith.
信仰不是一个理论。
Because faith is not a theory.
而是我们真实生命的表现。
It is a, manifested in the true actions in our life.
让你我都不要成为非利士人。
So let us not become, you and I, let us not become like Philistines.
而要成为那属天的、属天耀眼的子民。
But let us be the children of the heavenly kingdom.
成为天上的星辰。
To be like, to be the citizens of heaven.
更拥有荣耀的盼望。
And so that we have the hope of eternal glory.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
And now we will pray together.
我们祷告当中求主耶稣继续带领我们、每个人的生活。
As we pray, let us ask God to continue to guide all of our lives.
生活当中有神的看顾。
That God may watch over our lives.
信仰道路上有神的帮助。
And that God may help us in this journey of our faith.
使我们每一步都走得漂亮。
So that every step may be beautiful.
更能够走完一生，人生活得精彩。
So that we can complete this life, living a very beautiful life.
我们请一起到前面来祷告。
Let us all come to the front to pray.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.